Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Did they pour out of the stadium? Was it empty?
I'd have to check the Twitter feeds of some of our Atlanta friends.
Because when was it empty? Did they leave after like the third inning and go home?
They had to have.
There's no reason
to populate local bars at that point.
Can you imagine like Murph's was probably empty? They poured out of there like it was on fire. Seriously, like, who sticks around after you're down 10-0? And then how about, like, an inning later it was 13-0?
Is that the most pathetic playoff loss of all time?
I think it is. Like, I don't know what was worse. Obviously, it has to be the Falcons and the Super Bowl because the division series is not quite the same juice as a Super Bowl when you're up 25 at the half and there were people. I was in Vegas, right? And I was at this party, 5,000 deep, sold out, nudity, and just debauchery. And everyone was so hammered and just pouring champagne on naked bodies. I mean, I was at he'll tell you. Naked bodies, people pouring champagne all over each other, and it was just nudity and just sex. Everything was going on. And then, like an hour later, all those people were in a homeless shelter. They were completely ready to kill themselves. I've never seen, do you remember? Because, like, there were like three Patriot fans out of 5,000 people, and these three guys were jumping up and down at the end when they won. And there were literally 97% of 5,000 people were literally hanging their heads and walking to their cars completely depressed.
I'm watching a video right now, allegedly from the first inning of the game today, and there are people who walk up the ramp and just, you know, they're sitting in their seats and they get up and there's like a stream of people going up to the concourse.
That's right, because they leave.
Stay? You're down 10-0 in the first.
The game's over. Not only that, but they quit. Like, so now they'll deny it. They'll deny it till the cows come home because they don't have the onions to admit that they all piked and packed it in. Did you see their faces in the dugout? They were literally, it was like hangman's corner. The entire team was like crying and hanging their heads. They quit. They gave up after the first inning. They literally went through the motions for 9 innings. What a joke. I have nothing bad against the Braves. My buddy's the president of the Braves, right? I mean, he won't admit he's buddies with me, but believe me, he's buddies with me. He won't admit he knows me. No one admits they know me because people start asking questions. They're like, you hung out with that guy? Because he's nothing but trouble. That's right.
Let's review for us.
I'm way more fun than all of them, I can guarantee you.
2014 Hawks go 60-22, get swept in the conference finals by the Cavaliers. They lost their hockey team to Winnipeg. Their football team blows a 25-point lead.
I was the play-by-play guy of the hockey team.
And now the baseball team.
They blame me for that, too.
10 runs in the first.
Do you remember, Carver? They blame me for their. They blame me. I was the only person they fired on the team that lost 67 games.
You were the only one who didn't come back for the second season.
The only one. So they got rid of me, and I'm
like. Players, the coaches, the executives, everybody came back.
Listen, you know what came back? 3 more years of paychecks came back. I'll tell you, who's the sucker? I got a 4-year deal, guaranteed. How you like them apples? Every 2 weeks for 4 years, they sent me money. I bet they enjoyed that like the Mets enjoy giving Bobby Bonilla a birthday present every year. There's nothing better than getting paid to do nothing. And then watch you guys go broke and move to Winnipeg. That's even better. Because, and have you ever heard one fan call this show, Carver High, ever, and say that I wasn't the best thing about the team? Have you ever heard one say that I wasn't the most entertaining thing?
Pretty much everybody.
So they didn't like me because I did fake fights. I did everything. I was entertaining. Because when you lose 9-1 every night, you better be entertaining because your hockey team certainly wasn't. So anyway, what other failures do you have for me?
Yeah, well, the Hawks went 60-22.
Okay.
Lost, got swept in the conference.
Okay.
Final, 25-point lead in the Super Bowl.
Right.
And in the first inning now, 10 runs. It's a bad stretch for the last decade for the city of Atlanta.
First of all, the basketball team has never mattered, ever. Not once, ever.
Ever.
Not once, ever. Even when they had Dominique, they didn't matter. They didn't. He never sniffed it. So I've been there for all of it. I was there for all the losing. I was there for everything. And this is so unbelievably embarrassing. It is like, you know, I would love to be a fly on the wall tomorrow on like the radio stations in Atlanta. Like what? The Game and the Fan and all the rest. Can you imagine D'Amino and Cellini doing their show tomorrow? And your boy, who's our guy down there?
Kincaid.
John Kincaid. Buck and Kincaid. Buck Ballou and Kincaid. Can you imagine the abuse?
I told Kincaid when I was working with him earlier this year that the Cardinals would beat the Braves in the postseason. And he gave me it all, saying, "You're insane if you think that. You can't possibly think that." I had a nice conversation with him earlier.
Oh, today you had
I made sure to text him.
How did that go?
He stopped responding after a while.
Okay. Well, I love Kincaid, but I will say this. I'd rather listen to his show tomorrow. Can you even imagine what it's like to – this is – I could care less about – I'm friends with all these people, so I love all the – I love Kincaid. I love D'Amino, Cellini, all these guys I'm friends with, right? And my buddy Derek Schiller runs the Braves. I love all of them, but – I think that, like, can you imagine? I wouldn't even want to go to work tomorrow if I hosted a radio show.
Still not as bad as doing the show the morning after that Super Bowl.
Both of them. Can you imagine doing either or?
Super Bowl's the worst.
The day after that?
This is second, but the Super Bowl was the worst.
But what do you do tomorrow with that job? What do you do? You go to work, and what do you say? Well, I mean, what could you possibly say other than we suck, monkey satchel?
And the other big difference between the two is, in the Super Bowl, like, they had the game. They were going to win.
Right.
They were winning the Super Bowl.
By 25.
Whereas today, they were never in the game. The game was over before you sat down.
Ever remember seeing a game ever of this magnitude be 10-0 in the first inning.
There's only one game that comes close to me, but it was over the first two innings.
What was it?
Game 7, 04, Yankees-Red Sox at the stadium. When Damon hit the grand slam off of Javi Vasquez, and it was like 8-9-0 by the second inning. That was a bad night, too. That was game 7 of the ALCS.
When they won four straight.
They came back from 3-0 down.
That was the worst 4 days of my life, I think, right there. I should be dead as well from that 4-day stretch. I remember drinking. I was eating glass at that point. After I drank the bottle of whiskey, I'd eat the glass, the bottle. I'd eat the entire bottle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.